This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Former Vice President Joe Biden gained two crucial battleground states in his win column, while President Trump's campaign filed lawsuits against the count in several other states. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The blue wall Joe Biden needed to rebuild to return the White House to the Democrats has another brick, with Michigan going in the former vice president's favor. Biden has added Michigan and its 16 electoral votes to his win column, drawing him within six electoral votes of the 270 needed to win the presidency. Biden also returned to Wisconsin to the Democrats Wednesday. The big prize still undecided is Pennsylvania, with 20 electoral votes on the line. Other states yet to report results in the presidential race are Georgia with 16 electoral votes, North Carolina with 15 electoral votes, Nevada with 6 electoral votes, and Alaska, which has 3 electoral votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump's campaign has filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, laying the groundwork for contesting battleground states as he slipped behind Joe Biden in the hunt for the 270 electoral college votes needed to win the White House. The new filings, joining existing legal challenges in Pennsylvania and Nevada, demand better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted, and absentee ballot concerns, according to the campaign. The death toll in last week's Aegean Sea earthquake has risen to 116, as rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir completed their searches of the final collapsed buildings. All but two of the victims were killed in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged not to give up until the final person is recovered. For more on the U.S. election or any of today's to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police unveiled a dedicated hotline on Thursday for residents to report national security threats, sparking criticism that the measure will deepen swirling distrust in the already polarized city. China imposed a sweeping new national security law in June after last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub. Despite assurances that the law would only target a tiny minority, its wording has outlawed a host of peaceful political views and helped to stamp out mass dissent in the financial hub. The hotline allows residents to send national security intelligence via text message, email, and the Chinese messaging app WeChat. The head of Britain's coronavirus vaccine task force says data evaluating the efficacy and safety of the two most advanced candidates should be available in early December. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Kate Bingham has told a parliamentary committee that data on the two vaccine candidates, developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca and Pfizer and BioNTech, should be available by then. After that, the vaccine candidates will need regulatory approval. Bingham says if the developers get that, we have the possibility of deploying by year end. Robin Shattuck, one of the scientists behind another vaccine developed by Imperial College London, says it's possible several vaccines will be needed to stop the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The U.S. continues to see more coronavirus cases than any other country and now has set a new all-time high of more than 86,000 infections on average per day. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The blue wall Joe Biden needed to rebuild to return the White House to the Democrats has another brick, with Michigan going in the former vice president's favor. Biden has added Michigan and its 16 electoral votes to his win column, drawing him within six electoral votes of the 270 needed to win the presidency. Biden also returned to Wisconsin to the Democrats Wednesday. The big prize still undecided is Pennsylvania, with 20 electoral votes on the line. Other states yet to report results in the presidential race are Georgia with 16 electoral votes, North Carolina with 15 electoral votes, Nevada with 6 electoral votes, and Alaska, which has 3 electoral votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former senior commander of ethnic Albanian separatist fighters in Kosovo's 1998-1999 war, who was also the country's former parliament speaker, has been arrested and taken to a special court in the Netherlands for war crimes. This is according to his lawyer. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel.